Oil Minister Karatu Murungi said the find is a major blessing to the people of Kenya. One editorial said that if verified, the find would have the biggest economic potential for Kenya since independence. Others claim that East Africa has now become the new frontier of oil and gas development. Well, I'm here on the University of Nairobi campus to find out what young Kenyans make of their country's oil future.
For me, I can only say that it's exciting if the correct frameworks and the correct institution is established to manage that resource. Otherwise, if it's left to the politicians, they will continue with the manipulation and corruption for the same resource.
Do you think it's a good thing and an exciting thing for the future, for your future, that Kenya now has oil?
I think it is a bright future for Kenya because maybe we'll earn some money for our country and help the future generation.
How about yourself?
I think it's a good opportunity as long as there are no foreign explorers to come and take the money. I think it belongs to Kenya, so it should stay here. Yeah. So long as our government invests in it, I have no problem.
Like yesterday, some people were asking me, where is Turkana? I was chatting with people from Twitter and they're like, where is Turkana? From UK. You can imagine a friend from UK asking me, where is Turkana? Is it in Kenya or something? So, yeah, but it will bring wealth in future. Yeah.
Yeah, it will make a big difference in the future, economically, in every aspect. I'm happy with that.
Some people say oil can be a curse as well. It can drive corruption. It can change things. How you know? Are you worried about that?
Yeah, we are worried. We are greatly worried because, for the time being, for looking at the history of Kenya and how to manage the resources, I think this will be it's like a trap. It will be a trap, which we as leaders will have to know a way to have a plan of how to eradicate that trap and let it not be a trap, but a resource that we can greatly benefit.
This was a letter to the editor in the Daily Nation. It said, God's favor is with Kenya if we do not misbehave.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Because if we do not misbehave and we utilize the resources as Dubai, Kenya will go far. We'll utilize the resources well and we'll go far.
And it's not universal jubilation in Kenya either. The Daily Nation newspaper showed its skepticism in its satirical cartoon. Well-heeled politicians in their three-piece suits and ties shout out, "Rejoice, we have discovered oil," while the nearly naked and impoverished people of Turkana reply, "And when will you discover water?"